Welcome to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here together working on our financial IQ. This is a show for people who simply want more out of life. They want to drive that Ferrari and travel when and where they want to. And for people who are just dissatisfied with the results of their life financially up to this point. They've worked long periods of time, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, some people even more than that, 40, 50, 60 hours a week. And you got to think deeply about that. And you're still not in the financial position you want to be in. That is frustrating. The thing these two groups have in common that listen to this show, they're willing to do something about it. And today I've got several subjects that I want to address if we've got time. One is fear. The second that I know I nag you about, exercise. And the third is we're going to do a case study of a 30-unit apartment complex where we doubled the value of it in a little over, let's just say 2 years. It was less than that, but let's just call it 2 years. Giving the investors over 100% rate of return when you add the cash flow, it's not really a true internal rate of return. The internal rate of return would be much higher than that, but I guess we'll just look at it from a cash flow basis. The cash flow is going to be in excess of 100% at the end of that 2 years, meaning you got a 50% rate of return when you analyze it, just dividing the 100% by 2 years. But I want to talk about fear first, because I'm working with a client whose spouse, he wants to do it. He wants to take action. He wants to invest in real estate. His spouse is no. And here's the interesting reason why. Because they lost money, and I'm changing all the dates, changing the amounts, so nobody can identify this person. But let's say, pretend, they had 500 grand in 2004 or 5, whenever. But 2008 hit, and they lost 40%. So they lost 200 grand. Because of that, fear has developed in the spouse. And that fear is coming out as inaction. In other words, hey, I touched the stove, I burnt my hand, I'm never going to touch the stove again. Well, that's not a very smart, or, you know, I'm not even going to say smart. That's not a very effective way to think. Because why don't you hire somebody that understands a stove, that can teach you how to turn it to what's called the off position, and you can touch it anytime you want? This is another example of where education is the key to success. No, I did not say knowledge is power. I didn't say education is power. You have to do something with it. There's many people who know exactly what to do and they do nothing with it. So just knowing, just being educated is not enough. You have to take action on the material. But I have to marvel at the whole concept that, hey, I did it wrong once, so I'm never going to try again. This is saying, I've decided to retire poor. I'm not even going to try. I know what I'm doing is not working. I'm not in the financial position I want to be in, but I'm not going to try anything. That's a thing called giving up, and it's one form of true failure. Remember, there's very few failures in life. I only know of two. Everything else is just a lesson. When you fall down, you get hit hard, you don't lay down on the mat. You don't just give up. That is failure. If you get up and try again, that changes the failure into simply result. You got a result you didn't want, so you do something different next time to get a different result. I do suggest that when you get up, you get some education so you don't do the wrong thing again. Just realize that anytime you do the wrong thing, it's because you didn't read, you didn't study, you were lazy, greedy, and arrogant. Sorry if that comes across brutal, but let's look at those three things. You were lazy, you didn't study, you didn't read, you didn't go to a boot camp, you didn't go to a seminar to learn how to do it right. You were greedy, you didn't want to pay for that. Oh, $500 for a Saturday class. Oh, I'm not paying $500 for a Saturday class. And you were arrogant. You said, I'll figure this out. This is not rocket science. I'm so smart, I don't need to spend money and learn this stuff. What that all sums up to is when you lose $200,000 of your $500,000, that's your fault. It's your responsibility. I know that's painful. It's like, oh, it sure was fun to blame it on Obama. It sure was fun to blame it on Trump. It sure was fun to blame it on whoever or whatever. But no, that's your fault. In this particular case, if I understand the story correctly, they had their money in the stock market. And you're surprised when there was a correction and you lost $200,000? Really? You weren't surprised. It happens every few years. 2001, 2008. I mean, it is clockwork. It's not if the stock market's going to collapse. It's when. Now, the good news is, it's not if the stock market's going to recover, it's when. But what if you turned 70 in 2008? You're planning to retire, and the market collapses and you lose 40% of your money. If you're in the stock market, it's a very, very high risk situation. Yes, the stock market returns a 7% rate of return. If you leave it in there for 30 years, don't touch it, and you don't retire during a collapse. We'll talk more about this when we come back from the break and how fear can control your life and destroy your life. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where we're right in the middle of a discussion about fear and how burning your hand on the eye of a stove and then never touching the eye of a stove again is just ridiculous. The whole concept is just crazy. You know, go get an expert to teach you how to turn off the eye. Investing is the same way. if you lost money, you don't just give up and never invest again. You just learn, you need to admit you didn't know what you were doing. You made the mistake and get back out there and keep fighting. You just got to, you know, as Stallone said, it's not how hard you get hit. It's not how hard you hit. It's how hard you can get hit and get back up and keep fighting. So the hiding behind fear, and that's what you're doing, is not effective at all. It's the same thing as giving up, which is one of two forms of failure. The other form of failure, in case you're wondering, is if you do the same thing over and over again. In other words, let's say you're 45, you've worked 20 plus years, and you're not in the financial position you want to be in, and you say, I'll do the same thing another 20 years and get in the financial position I want to be in. That is a form of insanity. It's guaranteed failure. Just like not trying is guaranteed failure. You must keep trying. Educate yourself more and more. Learn what works. And then there's a distinction I want you to make. And people will argue with me and say, well, the stock market is investing. Okay. Speculation is investing. Okay. But I make a distinction in my brain. In my brain and my students' brains, speculating is not investing. Buying low to sell high is speculation. This would be stocks, gold, silver, anything that doesn't cash flow is just speculating. Raw land, speculating. I don't consider that investing at all. And that distinction has made me a lot of money, millions. So I only invest in investments that cash flow. Let's go back to 2008. I had, let's say, $400 million worth of real estate. I didn't own it all myself. I had a bunch of partners. That real estate went down 20, 30%. Did I care? Absolutely not. Why? Because I didn't buy it for appreciation. I didn't buy it like a speculator. I bought it for cash flow. And when the value dropped 20%, did it affect my cash flow? The answer is no. I continued to get my checks, and rents went up or down after the crash. They went up. So while you guys in the stock market got slaughtered, those of us in income-producing real estate that knew what we were doing, we didn't care that our property values dropped 20. Even if they dropped 30%, didn't matter, because they continued to cash flow. See, cash flow is the cake. The icing is appreciation. The icing is equity buildup. The icing is all speculative. You want the cake, don't you? So I want to encourage you, if you've ever been burned by an investment, don't let the fear of that happening again paralyze you and stop you. Because if you give up, then all you're doing is saying, I'm just going to fail. I'm just going to be broke when I'm retire. I'm not going to try. I'm just going to fail. I've agreed to it. It's just too scary out there. Too scary to ever invest again. Man, when you say it out loud, it's so ridiculous that it's painful. It makes you feel dumb. Hopefully. Say it out loud. I got burned once, so I'm never going to try again. This reminds me of the story of the child who's learning to walk. How many times are you going to let them try before you tell them, stop, don't try anymore, just crawl for the rest of your life? How many times are you going to let them try? You're never going to stop letting them try, are you? You're going to keep educating them, keep teaching them, keep showing them how to walk until they can walk. And last I checked, unless somebody has a physical disorder, all of us walk because we never gave up. All of us can build wealth if we never give up. But those of you that are so scared because you lost money in 2008, please overcome that fear. Because the reverse is guaranteed failure. You're going to be in the 95% that retire broke or are dead by age 65. So I encourage you to just look at that as a result. The result was, for this family, they were speculating in the stock market. They got slaughtered. Okay, don't do that. Again, go put your money in something that cash flows. And there's the secret to wealth. It's all about cash flow. It's all about that second stream of income. It's okay. I guess I better make this statement. It's okay to be afraid. It's not okay to face your fears, to not face your fears. You must face them, or by giving up, you're guaranteeing financial ruin. Okay, I think that's everything I need to say about that. Remember, you got to look at it. I know what it is. You need to just look at any speculative investment you ever did and you failed at. That's just a result. You now know, don't buy things that don't cash flow. You learned a lesson. You are smarter than you were before you put that money in the stock market. You now know you don't buy anything that doesn't cash flow. Then you have to understand that we make money in both the up and down markets. You say, well, I'm afraid of a real estate crash. We're praying for a real estate crash because we make more money in the down market than we do in the up market. I'll be talking about that Thursday evening at our free sample class. Those of you that are afraid of the up and down market, that's because you're speculators, not investors. Investors live in what we call reality. It's not if the value of real estate is going to drop, it's when. It's not if the real estate values are going to come back up, it's when, just like with stocks. But the difference is we make money in both arenas and more money in the down market. And don't get me wrong, we make a lot of money in the up market. It's the up market. But we're praying for a crash right now, and I think it's coming at the end of this year. So don't give up. Be courageous. I know it's tough, but go educate yourself. Learn what works and get back out there into the fight. Life's a battle, but it's winnable. It's so winnable if you just get yourself educated and do the right things. Keep reading, keep attending seminars. Those of you that want to come and see this presentation, it's Thursday evening from 6:30 to 8. I'll be discussing exactly how single family cash flows. I'll be discussing how commercial cash flows. This could be self-storage, apartments, assisted living, mobile home parks. I'll explain in detail how we make money in both the up and down markets so you never have to go to bed fearing who's president, fearing what laws may change, fearing when the market crashes. You know it's going to crash. You can sleep with, you can sleep peacefully because you don't care. When it crashes, you're happy. When it comes back up, you're happy. Or I guess, you know, really, we're kind of never happy because when it's a crash, we're praying the values go up. And when it's up, we're praying the values go down. We're really never happy. But you get my point. We're always happy because we know it's going to happen. And we make money either way. It's a very peaceful way to live, as opposed to being a speculator. And the only way you make money is when the market goes up. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We'll talk about fitness when we come back from the break and how important energy is to success. This is KSEV AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I was laughing at the end of the last segment because I literally forgot the new name of the show. So my producer caught me. So I guess I may as well admit it. It's the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. And now let's talk about fitness and energy just for a short period. Stay tuned, because this is so important. I know I nag you to exercise all the time, but I was out with some people a few weeks ago, all in the 50 to 60 age range, and all of them were complaining, every single one of them, about their energy levels, about their sex drive, about this and about that. And I was like, well, how many times a week do you train? Guess what the answer was? Zero. Not one of them. And I was like, so you don't understand that getting old sucks? And that your energy levels drop if you don't exercise, your sex drive drops if you don't exercise, your cognitive skills drop if you don't exercise, plus your risk of 113 age-related diseases increases by not exercising. The other thing that was remarkable to me was one made a comment. They go, man, I'd love to own some real estate, but man, when I get home from work, I'm pooped. I don't have the energy to exercise. The reverse is what's true. You don't have the energy to succeed in life because you don't exercise. It's been proven. This is not guesswork. Exercise increases your energy levels, increases your sex drive, increases your cognitive skills. To not do it is choosing. You're making a choice. When you say, I'm not going to exercise, I'm not going to lift weights, you're choosing to age and die sooner. You're choosing to have a low sex drive, low energy levels, low cognitive skills. It's a decision you're making, as opposed to, I'm going to work out 4 days a week for 30 minutes or 3 days a week for 45 minutes or whatever you choose to do. And I want to tell you my journey over the last few months. I promised my members I would lose 38 pounds. Now, I lost 13 of it literally within a couple of weeks. Then I plateaued and just stayed, you know, needing to lose 25 pounds. Well, I went to, for my, you call it biannual physical or semiannual physical. And my doctor goes, you know, you got to understand, Steve, you have the dangerous type of fat. He goes, and he grabs my stomach. He goes, see how I can't grab any fat? You should have abs right now. There's just very little fat. He said, your fat is all inside the muscles. It's inside, I'm sorry, your torso, behind the muscle and around the organs. Joy, the most dangerous place to have fat tissue. Now, don't get me wrong. If you've got the subcutaneous fat, the fat that's right under the skin, that's also dangerous. But it's almost doubly dangerous the way that I develop it genetically. Meaning, you have to be, if your fat tissue, you can grab it and it's soft, you know, and mushy, you have to have 50 pounds of that to be considered morbidly obese. You only need 25 pounds of what they call visceral fat to be morbidly obese. Well, I've got that 25 pounds. So when I started, first off, let me just be embarrassed about this. When COVID hit and they closed my gym, I quit working out. I could have run. I could have done sit-ups. I could have done pull-ups. I just kind of quit. First 6 months. Is that right? March to October, whatever that is, 6 or 7 months. And then I felt like such, I felt so bad that I bought myself a home gym, a bike, and a rower. Do you know that when I got on that rower, after 5 minutes, I was winded? 5 minutes. But what I, the reason I'm telling you this story is now I'm up to 20 minutes plus weight training a little bit afterwards, 20 or 30 minutes of weight training. I'm encouraging you this way. I don't care if you can only do it for 5 minutes. Do it. Because you are lapping the people who are laying on the couch. I love that little phrase. Say it. I'm going to say it again. If you just do 5 minutes of bike or rower or something that's got some resistance to it, you need resistance. I'm convinced of that. I don't think just running works. I don't think aerobic classes are as effective. Not that you don't want to do those. If that gets you excited, I'm happy that you do that. But make sure you incorporate some resistance as well to where you're toning and firming your muscles. The first, I would say, week and a half, it was like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Next day I did 5 minutes. I was embarrassed to admit it. Then I got up to 20 minutes. But then you say, well, it's still 20 minutes. Yeah, but now instead of being on level one, I'm on level 7 out of 10. So that 20 minutes is 7 times as difficult as it was before. But doggone it, do the 5 minutes. I don't care. Because what's going to happen is your energy levels are going to go up almost instantly. And you're going to go, man, I feel different. I can't put my finger on it. Oh, yeah, I rode the bike for 5 minutes. Then when you hit 10 minutes, it gets a little better. Then when you hit 15, it gets even better. When you get 20, it gets better. If you go 30 or 40, that's great too. But do not be embarrassed if you can only do it for 5 minutes to get started. Just start. Take care of yourself because you need energy to succeed. You need energy to romance your wife or spouse. You need energy to buy real estate. You need energy to get beyond just having a job because, as we've discussed, that doesn't work. Just having a job doesn't work in America anymore, except in very rare instances. $250,000, $300,000 a year. Yeah. Okay. If you're making that type of money, you can save $100,000 a year. Retire with $4 or $5 million. But if you don't make that type of money, You need to do what I do and build that second stream of income. When you look at the 5% of Americans who do retire successfully, almost all of them have a second, third, fourth, or whatever income stream. And that's what you're investing for, cash flow, income stream, but you need that energy to do it. So I'm really encouraging all of you, do what I did, start with 5 minutes, move to 10, move to 15, move to 20, till you feel great. And I guarantee you, you will feel great if you'll do this. Now, as I said, and this is a different show, but make sure you incorporate weight training so that you're toning the muscles, because that muscle tissue starts to atrophy away and then your metabolism slows as a result. I think it's 70 or 80% of your caloric uptake is maintaining your muscles every day, 70 to 80%. So if you don't lift weights and you just let your muscle tissue atrophy away, your body becomes almost just fat. I've consulted and trained women who were at their perfect body weight, except for one thing. Their fat content was 40% because they had let their muscle tissue atrophy away. They were small, but it was all fat. So make sure you incorporate weight training. I'm trying to think. 24-hour LA Fitness. They have personal trainers there. There's also fantastic personal trainers at a lot of the little clubs. It is totally worth it to go in and say, look, I want a 7-day training routine. Not 7 days a week. You know, you don't even need seven. You really need somebody to work you out 4 times. And then you're done with a personal trainer. But get them to show you how to use the weights perfectly. It breaks my heart seeing people injure themselves because they don't know how to use those machines. They use them incorrectly. Make sure that you hire a personal trainer to teach you how to use each of those machines. Some of the machines are intuitive, but many of them are not. I see people doing them wrong all the time, getting zero benefit from them or risking a massive injury. So please get that 30 minutes to 45 minutes, 3 days, 4 days a week. You're going to feel great. You're going to look great. You're going to be proud of yourself. That's the other awesome thing that comes from it. My confidence level has come back up. My energy levels, everything has come back up because of that, you know, training. Just, it's going to make you feel great psychologically and physically. Okay, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to do a quick case study of a 30-unit apartment where we took that thing, bought it for $2 million, and at the end of 2 years, it was worth $4 million. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSCV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. This is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
For a minute.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. I got a question here. Do you talk about fitness on Thursday evening? And no, the workshop coming up this Thursday evening is purely a real estate investing workshop. If you want to learn how to build a second stream of income with real estate, come this Thursday evening. It's from 6:30 to 8. Those are real times, meaning we're done and out of there by 8. Man, I used to hate that. They tell you it's 6:30 to 8, and then they finish at 8:30, and then they want you to hang out. But we're done about 7:40, and then I do Q&A. We have a beer and or a glass of wine, and you're done and out of there. So if you want to come to that, go to gettotalwealth.com. Upper right-hand corner, it will say free sample class. Click that. Again, this is for people who want to learn how to build a second stream of income with real estate this Thursday evening, 6:30. Okay, let's talk about this 30 unit. This was a, you got to understand, when I give you a $50,000 a door price, that is low. The reason it was low is because the property was a disaster, but it was more that the property owner was a very, I'm going to have to use the word arrogant person, and they thought they knew it all. And even though they made mistake after mistake, I mean, when I looked at the books, I was like, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, they're doing this wrong, this wrong, this wrong, this wrong. In his brain, he wasn't doing anything wrong. He thought it was the market. It's the tenant's fault. It's a, real estate doesn't work, you know. And I was, okay, you're absolutely right. I'll go ahead and buy it from you, but I'll probably find out the same thing. So he thought I was an idiot for buying this. But we got it for $50,000 a door. So that gave us a $1.5 million purchase price. It needed, get ready for this number, $400,000 just to get it back into shape. I mean, it was messed up. There wasn't one unit that didn't need, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 in rehab. We had about $100,000 in closing costs. That's high, but I rounded it up so these numbers come out even. The all-in price was right at $2 million. Again, $1.5 purchase price, $400,000 rehab, $100,000 closing costs, total of $2 million. And what we're going to do with this property is we want to force appreciation. We're going to force the appreciation. Meaning the value of commercial real estate is determined by you and your management skills. It is not determined as much by the marketplace. Whereas with single family, it doesn't matter what you do. You go in and add crown molding, add this, add that. If you're in a $250,000 neighborhood, you can add all that stuff and it's going to be a $250,000 house. Because it's based off of comparable sales. The value of commercial property is based off of NOI, net operating income. If you increase the net operating income by $1, you have increased the value of the property by $17. So do the math in your head quickly, please. If you raise the NOI by $100,000 a year, what have you done? You've raised the value of the property by $1.7 million. See why we love commercial real estate? It's amazing. So the total out-of-pocket on a deal like this would be $600,000. So let's pretend that I put up 100 grand and five other people put up 100 grand and we partner on the deal, we form an LLC and we go buy it. Then after we, oh, by the way, where could you get that money from? Listen closely, please. You could get it from your personal funds. You could sell your stock portfolio. You could use your IRA. You could use your 401k. Without tax or penalty. IRA and 401k without tax or penalty if you know what you're doing. You can also borrow it from friends or relatives. It's even possible to put it on credit cards. Don't recommend that, but I've seen it done. You could also refinance your house and get the debt equity out of your home. So let's go and look. I say look, listen, and I'm going to share with you how commercial property is valued. It's based off net operating income. and it's divided by the capitalization rate. Now, I've heard literally 8-hour lectures on the capitalization rate and come to this conclusion. That 8 hours was completely wasted because the bank's going to determine what the cap rate is. They're not going to loan you money if you come in there with a 3 or 4 cap rate. They're just going to not going to do it. So it's the bank that really ultimately determines what cap rate this property is going to sell at. In this case, the bank looks at this as a high-risk deal. Why would they look at it as high-risk? Because it needs rehab, it's 30% vacant, the rents are below market, it's a piece of crap. So they see it as high-risk. Now, you and I see it as low-risk because it's got vacancy, it's in poor condition. The same reasons they see it as high-risk are the reasons you and I see it as low risk, because you have to understand that the poor and middle class see and focus on problems. Wealthy people see and focus on opportunity. Their focus is opportunity. We see the opportunity in this deal. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at the NOI in this case. Because it's got low occupancy, it's only got $160,000 a year net operating income. The bank says, whoa, high-risk deal, we want a high cap rate. So they say, we'll finance this at an 8 cap. So they divide the 160, the NOI, by the 0.08, the cap rate, and guess what that comes up to? $2 million. So they're going, look, you're buying it for $2 million, it's worth $2 million, we will finance you if you put $600,000 down. So we did. Then what we did is we started taking action. Literally, we closed that deal on a Thursday. The construction started Thursday afternoon. I mean, we get on it. What we did was we rehabbed the entire exterior. That didn't cost much. Then we rehabbed all 30 interiors over the, remember I said this took 2 years, so please keep that in mind. This doesn't happen in a couple of months. We leased all the vacant units. We evicted all the bad tenants. We put in new tenants at the new higher rates. We raised all the rents to market. And in this little project, we added a small laundromat. I think it was 3 washers, 3 dryers, something like that. All of that does what to the net operating income? It increases it. More rent, more rental rented units, laundromat. Everything we did increased the net operating income. So about 18 months later, we had a new NOI and a new value. Again, NOI, net operating income. In this case, our new NOI was $240,000. But watch what the bank did to the cap rate. Remember, before we rehabbed it, they saw it as a high-risk deal. So they said, boom, 8%. We want an 8% return if we have to foreclose on this deal. They go, wait a minute. You guys have rehabbed it. It's all leased up. It's in perfect shape. It's well managed. Lower risk. So they lowered the cap rate to 6. Our new NOI was 240 divided by the new cap rate, 0.06, gives us a new value 2 years later, of $4 million. We doubled the value of that property. We then went and refinanced it and pulled out $1 million. Remember, we put up $600,000 to begin with, and we just pulled out $1 million. That is 167% rate of return for you and your family. If you'd have put up 100, I put up 100, and four other people put up 100, we each got a check for $167,000, and we still have our $100,000 in the deal. So the total impact, we turned, let's say you put up the whole 600, you now have $2.6 million in equity. Not a bad deal. All right, thanks everybody for listening. If you have any questions, email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com.
Radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit gettotalwealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.